And a good Monday afternoon to you all. I'm Haley Tenpass. You are listening to Focus Fox Valley, and it's time for us to get our lean on. Coach Tony is here once again, and it's going to be a great show this afternoon. Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Good. Nice to be back with you again.
Yeah, welcome back.
Always, yeah. Thank you.
Welcome back. It's been a couple weeks refreshed.
It has. Yeah, this will be a great topic, I think, because a lot of people are interested in it. Some people know about it. Some people don't. We don't want to give the gamut away right now. We don't want to tell people what it's about, but they'll get the gist of it.
Yeah, this is one of those topics today that you might be ringing in your ears like, I've heard of this recently. Mm-hmm. What is it?
Yeah.
Is it maybe the next big thing in health and fitness? You know, every year there's something.
There always is. There's always a new diet, or there's always a new fad going on.
Keto.
So, yeah.
You know, it depends on, you know, the year. But this is kind of what people are talking about this year.
Absolutely.
Oh, there's the music again.
Awesome.
There it
is. I love it.
Yeah. So do you want to dive right in, Tony, or where do you want to begin?
We can. You know, maybe we should, you know, let everybody know where Coach Tony's going to be going after
the first. Okay, what we're talking about?
Sure. So after the first of the year, I am no longer going to be doing the Monday thing. I'll be doing a once-a-month Tuesday thing. Just, you know, schedule-wise, for me, it's super, super hard. I'm busy. I still want to do this. I still want to give relevant information to people that they can apply to their life. But getting in here, you know, four times a month is really difficult. And I just want to continue to deliver this message. But I think we're going to go to last Tuesday of the month?
Yeah, just a slight change. Instead of Mondays, Tony will be joining us once a month on Tuesdays, kind of mirrors our programming already in place on Tuesdays. We've got a couple other shows on Tuesdays, so Tony's going to just hop right in and join them. And looking forward to having on once a month, more conversation, more great topics, and more input hopefully from the listeners out there as well to get in and talk to Tony. So
Absolutely.
Exciting new adventures in the new year.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Us too. So, yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, it'll be a change. So I hope everybody can migrate over and, you know, follow what's going on over there on Tuesday.
And if, of course, you know, maybe you're not able to listen live, we always podcast this. You can always head over to WHPY.com, take a listen to previous Coach Tony shows. We've got them all up there for you under the podcast section. So check that out, too. Great to listen to in the car or maybe while you're doing your workout.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Get inspired.
That's what a lot of my clients actually do.
Do they listen to the podcast while they're
absolutely
working out? That's great.
Yep.
That's great.
So, yeah, we're going to dive into this. I think this is a big health trend right now. So we're going to talk about intermittent fasting or IF. I think it's a big deal right now for a lot of people, and most people really don't even know what it is. So, yeah, let's dive in and see if we can ruffle some feathers on this and give some great information on what intermittent fasting is and what it's not. Okay.
And if you're listening out there and maybe you are currently taking part in intermittent fasting, or if you have a question for Coach Tony, you can give us a call on the Settlers Bank phone lines. 281-1150 is the number. When you brought up this topic, Tony, my ears rung a little bit because I've heard this phrase in the news lately, in a couple of fitness articles that I've read, and a lot of people really catching on and really enjoying this lifestyle.
Absolutely. And I think there is definite benefit to it. It's just like anything else. You have to do it right, and you have to incorporate it in your lifestyle in the right manner, and then it can be a benefit. Or, you know, if you're not doing it right, it can actually have some repercussions. So let's dive in by saying, first of all, traditional diets, you know, staple diet, have been the staple for losing weight for decades. However, the success rate we know is extremely low. And I won't get into too many stats, but the success rate of a traditional diet plan is about 4.6%. So that's really low. And although some people are able to actually lose weight on a traditional commercial diet program, the weight regain probability is super, super high, which reinforces that we really don't have a weight loss problem in our country. We actually have a weight regain problem. People can lose weight. The problem is they just can't keep it off. Now, also, these traditional diet methods almost always revolve around calorie restriction, whether it's portion control, counting your calories, counting your points, whatever it is. And this really is important to understand, because when we restrict calorie consumption, we lose weight, but the weight we're losing isn't fat. It's actually muscle, especially when you're in a deprivation stage for a long period of time, making long-term weight loss nearly impossible and weight regain extremely probable. So you're going to probably lose weight in the beginning, but you're probably going to end up gaining more weight than you originally lost. However, there are some things that you can add into your normal eating regimen that will help us not only lose weight, but keep it off and also become healthier in the process. And one of these things is intermittent fasting. So now, intermittent fasting, or IF, is currently one of the world's most popular health trends, believe it or not. You know, we go through these little trends all the time. And people using it to lose weight or improve health or to simplify their lifestyle. And all of these things, whether it's to lose weight, improve your health, or simplify your lifestyle, definitely does work. And many studies show that it can have a powerful effect on the body and brain, and may even help you live longer. So longevity, which we know, and I've talked about this, that our future, our generation that's coming up actually has a shorter lifespan than us, meaning our lifespan is actually declining. So this is kind of cool. So what actually is intermittent fasting, or IF?
Yeah, what is it?
So intermittent fasting it's not a diet, okay? That's where people get it wrong. It's an eating pattern that cycles between periods of fasting and periods of eating. It doesn't specify which foods to eat, which are super important as well, but rather when you should eat, okay? So it's these patterns of eating and cycling between not eating or fasting. In this respect, it's not a diet in conventional sense, but rather more accurately described as eating patterns. Commonly, intermittent fasting methods involve, the most common methods are the 16-hour fast or 24-hour fast, maybe once or twice a week. Now, fasting has been a practice throughout evolution. Our early ancestors didn't have supermarkets, refrigerators, and available food all year long. So fasting was part of survival. And as a result, humans evolved and were able to function without food for extended periods of time, which is important. We can do that, but we don't want to do it often because we'll end up crippling our metabolism.
We're talking with Coach Tony this afternoon, part of Get Your Lean on Focus Fox Valley, talking about intermittent fasting. If you have a question, or maybe you are going through this lifestyle yourself, you can give us a call on the Settlers Bank phone lines. 281-1150 is the number. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back with more with Coach Tony right after this on WHBY.
Send it to a boy child. What have you been longing for?
And then away 420 on WHBY, you're listening to Focus Fox Valley. It's time for us to get our lean on. Coach Tony is here, and little Rudolph, Run Rudolph.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little Christmas rock.
A little Christmas rock for you. We're talking about intermittent fasting this afternoon. The Settlers Bank phone lines, 281-1150, the number, if you've got a question for Coach Tony. Been in the news a lot lately, been kind of the trendy topic for healthcare folks.
Definitely.
Discussion.
I've gotten many emails about it. And matter of fact, if we have time, you know, in the end here, I got some Q&A from people that emailed me in and ask questions about, hey, can I do this? Can I do that? And I'll answer those questions. So if people, you know, are sparked to understand how to do it or what they can and can't do, I have some pretty general questions here. But first, you know, just to clarify, What intermittent fasting is not is a diet, okay? It is not a diet. It is an eating pattern. And there's a difference because when we restrict our calories again for long periods of time, our body makes a metabolic shift and slows down all of its body processes. Intermittent fasting, on the other hand, is for very short periods of time of eating and fasting, which can actually help stimulate your metabolism. So I don't want people to get that confused. Now, there's several ways of doing intermittent fasting, you know, all of which, again, are splitting your days and weeks in between eating and fasting periods. It's as simple as that. Again, going back to the eating pattern. And during the fasting period, you either eat very little or nothing at all. So it's, I mean, that's basically it. So here are some of the most popular intermittent fasting methods that are being used today. The first one is a 16-8 method, also called the Lean Gains Protocol. It involves skipping breakfast and restricting your daily eating period to 8 hours. Okay, so you're only eating in an 8-hour window, such as 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. Then the rest of the 16 hours, you're fasting. Okay, that's one protocol. The next one, and there's several. I'm only going to identify with or bring up the three major ones that are being used today. The eat, stop, eat method. Now, this is involved in a 24-hour fast once or twice a week, so a full 24-hour fast with no food. And, you know, your body has to get used to this. I can do it. I can do a 24-hour fast without feeling hungry. You know, most people will be ravenous, and they'll be ready to rip the cupboards off. It's all in what you're eating, though. If you're eating a very refined, high carbohydrate diet, you're going to have a hard time fasting for 24 hours until your body, your enzymatic machinery, gets more adapt to being a fat burning machine. Okay.
I don't think I could do the 24-hour thing.
You could. You would have to get used to it, but yeah. You could. And it's amazing at how much energy and how good you feel. It's so amazing. Now, an example of this is not eating from dinner one day till eating for dinner the next day. So a full 24-hour period.
So like 6 p.m. you eat and you don't eat until 6 p.m. the next day.
Absolutely. And you don't want to do that often. You only want to do that once a week or maybe twice at the most. I would really recommend any of my clients, if they want to introduce this into their lifestyle, do that once a week and that's it. It's enough to clean your cells and clean your system. And I'll go into a little bit more detail on that. The last one that we're going to talk about is the 5-2 diet. Now, this method, you consume 500 or 600 calories on non-consecutive days, meaning like Monday, you'd eat between 500 and 600 calories, and Thursday, 500 and 600 calories. The other 5 days, you eat normal. Okay. So you're curbing your calories. So, you know, and this is a lot different than conventional diets. Like conventional diets, you'd like, you know, to lose weight, you'd eat 500 or 600 calories, maybe 800 calories every day until you got to your goal. That's a bad, bad method because, again, you're going to cripple your fat burning potential and slow down your own metabolism. You don't want to do that. Now, by reducing your calorie intake, all of these methods should cause weight loss. And as long as you don't compensate by like eating a whole bunch in the period that you can eat, like all of a sudden you go through this fasting period and then you just mow down. In that instance, it could have a very big backlash. So most people find that the 16-8 method, which is the method of 8-hour window of eating and followed by 16 hours of fast, to be the simplest, most sustainable, and easiest to stick to long term. And I'll explain that as we go along too. Now, this time-restricted eating pattern, which it is, it's time-restricted eating pattern, is also the most popular fasting technique used today, that 8-16 or 16-8. That's the most popular one, and there's reasons why. So when you fast, several things happen to your body on a cellular and molecular level. For example, your body adjusts hormone levels, and we talk about this a lot because, like, becoming healthy and losing weight and keeping it off is not energy balance, it's hormonal balance. So your body adjusts these hormone levels, making stored body fat much more accessible for energy, okay? Your cells also initiate important repair processes that can actually change the expression of your genes. Very, very important. So here are some of the changes that occur when you go through a fasting period. And as long as you do it right, okay, the level of growth hormone skyrockets, which is great, especially at an older age, increasing as much as fivefold. That's huge. This has benefits across the board, but particularly for fat loss and muscle preservation, okay? Traditional diets, probably you're not going to burn a lot of body fat. You're probably going to burn lean muscle tissue. You're not going to preserve lean tissue, which is calorie active. You want to preserve as much of that as you possibly can. The next thing it does is it creates insulin sensitivity, so it improves the level of insulin dramatically in your body. It lowers insulin levels, and which makes your body accessible to fat again, because insulin, when it's high, when it's spiked, insulin is a energy storing / fat regulating hormone. Your body cannot store energy and burn fat at the same time. It's literally impossible. So when you spike your insulin level, your body is in fat storage mode, not in energy burning mode, not fat burning mode. So it's very, very important. When you do this intermittent fasting, you open up the accessibility to burn body fat, which is fantastic because you're going to change your body composition. Now, when you fast, your cells initiate this repair process. It includes autophagy, which is where cells digest and remove old dysfunctional cells and proteins that build up inside of your cells. So it's taking old cells and getting rid of them and rejuvenating them with new cells. Fantastic for longevity. There's a change in your function of genes related to longevity and immunity, creating a protection against many, many diseases. These changes in your hormone levels, cell function, and gene expression are responsible for the health benefits of intermittent fasting. Those are phenomenal health benefits that you can grab from doing this intermittent fasting. Again, if you do it right and you do the right protocol. And then also you have to eat the right food on top of it.
Sure.
Doesn't mean when you intermittent fast and you can fill yourself up on potato chips and dip, okay? You have to eat the right stuff.
Is it something that you can, you know, kind of try the different styles and see which one works best for you?
Absolutely. And I totally, you know, express to people to try different methods, what works for you. Again, the most used one right now is the 16-8 because you have that 8-hour window of eating, you know, and you got the 16-hour window of fasting, and that's pretty easy. I've tried them all. That one works particularly well for me. I can do that with no problem. I can actually fast for 24 hours and don't have a problem. I don't get ravenous or anything like that. But again, my body's used to very low carbohydrate, very high fat, medium protein type diet anyway. So I'm always pretty satiated all the time.
And what about drinking? Are you able to still drink when you're fasting?
Are you talking
like water?
Yes, absolutely. Well, you want to drink more water.
Drink more water?
Yes, and we will get into that.
We'll get
absolutely
into that.
Yeah, because you want to flush your system. You want to definitely flush your system. If you're not eating, you're going to dehydrate. So you definitely want to drink a lot of water.
I've been writing down questions as you're talking,
Tony. Awesome. Yeah, perfect, perfect.
It's an interesting topic, yeah.
Yeah. It's a super powerful weight loss tool for a lot of reasons. So weight loss is the most common reason that people try intermittent fasting. Again, they might even mistake it for some type of a diet, which it's not. By making you eat fewer meals, intermittent fasting can lead to automatic reduction of calories throughout the day, neuroregulation of appetite. Additionally, intermittent fasting changes hormone levels to facilitate weight loss. Okay, so in addition to lowering insulin and increasing growth hormone levels, which we just talked about, it increases the release of fat-burning hormones, norepinephrine, which is also super important. So we're having all these hormonal benefits by doing this. And because these changes in hormones Short-term fasting has been shown to increase your metabolic rate by as much as 14%, respectively. Everybody's a little bit different, but up to 14%. That's a pretty dramatic increase in your regular metabolic rate just by fasting. And although there are many studies that show intermittent fasting can have a significant effect on weight loss, if you binge eat on large amounts of food during your eating period, your window of eating, you may not lose weight. And in fact, you're probably going to end up gaining weight. So it's going to backfire on you.
We're talking about intermittent fasting this afternoon here with Coach Tony. I'm going to take a quick break for your weather forecast, but we'll be back with more with Tony and more of Get Your Lean On right after this on WHBY. Welcome back to Focus Fox Valley, 4:37 the time. I'm Haley Tenpass. Across from me, Coach Tony, helping us to get our lean on. And we're talking all about intermittent fasting.
Around Christmas time.
I know, which, you know, can be tough. This is a tough time of year for people.
You don't want to do this on Christmas.
No. Definitely.
Hey,
not.
Good song choice. I hope my wife is listening to this and she goes, oh, I'm going to get my husband a guitar for Christmas.
Well, you always say you like rock music, so I found some rocking around the Christmas tree.
Right?
I thought that was appropriate for you, Tony. So
that's only because I was in an 80s hair band way back in the day.
Is there proof of that? Are there pictures?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
That could be a good chuckle.
Yeah. I had the mullet.
It was the times.
It was, absolutely. So talking about intermittent fasting,
yeah. You
know, we've talked about the various methods, what it isn't. It's not a diet. It's an eating pattern. We've clarified all that. Now we're going to go into some of the health benefits because there are a lot of health benefits. The thing that I'm not too keen on is, you know, when I do my research and stuff like that on my various articles, I've have over 500 of them posted on my website, all evidence-based articles. I'm not real keen on animal studies. They're just behind. They have some proof to it, but it's not proven in humans. So, and I'll explain a little bit of this. But now there's many studies that have been done on intermittent fasting, both in animals and in humans. So I'll bring up some of the studies that have been done. And these studies have been shown to have powerful benefits on, obviously, weight control and health for your body and your brain as well. Additionally, studies show that it may even help lengthen your life, longevity, which is phenomenal. Who doesn't want to live longer? Now, here are the main health benefits of intermittent fasting. Weight loss. As I mentioned earlier, intermittent fasting can help you lose weight, and particularly like belly fat, which is important because there's two kinds of fat that you hold in your system. One is the subcutaneous fat that makes you look fluffy. The other stuff is visceral fat that surrounds your organs. Now, that's very, very toxic and very deadly. Somebody that is extremely overweight could be much healthier than somebody who isn't extremely overweight but has a lot of visceral fat because it's very toxic fat. Now, intermittent fasting also helps with insulin resistance. Now, intermittent fasting can reduce insulin resistance, lower blood sugar levels, and fasting insulin level. And we talked a little bit about that before, too, why it's so important. Insulin levels are raised. Your body cannot burn body fat. It just can't. So, which helps protect you against type 2 diabetes. Very, very important. Studies show that the reduction in intermittent fasting helps in the reduction of inflammatory biomarkers. And, you know, having inflammation in the body, especially systemic inflammation, is one of the main catalysts for a host of chronic diseases. We know that, you know, almost every metabolic and chronic disease starts with inflammation. So we can keep our inflammation in check with intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting has been shown to help reduce LDL, or what we normally refer to as bad cholesterol, blood triglycerides, which are the fat in the blood, lowering that level, inflammatory markers, blood sugar, insulin resistance, all of which are risk factors for heart disease. So pretty phenomenal. Hmm. For brain health, intermittent fasting can increase brain hormone BDNF, which I talked about on a show a while back, a brain-derived neurotropin factor, which then aids in the growth of new nerve cells, helping protect against neurological disorders such as Alzheimer's. Phenomenal stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, truly.
And then when it comes to anti-aging, intermittent fasting may have the ability to extend lifespan. Now, studies show that fasted rats lived 36 to 83% longer than their non-fasting counterparts. Now, keep in mind that this research is still early in its stages, and many of the studies were done with small, short-term conducted, you know, either human or animal studies. So, therefore, many of the questions that need to be answered are not answered yet when it comes to quality human studies. I'm not a big fan of, you know, the animal studies and, you know, kind of comparing them to what happens in humans, but they do show some benefit. So it's there. So coming to making your life simpler. And this is a key thing. So eating healthy can become simple, but incredibly hard to maintain. Like, you can start out, you know, eating healthy, but to maintain that becomes really hard for a lot of people. Yeah. Now, one of the main obstacles is all the work that's required in the planning and the prep and the cooking of healthy meals. It's a lot more than driving through or getting box meals, no doubt about it. But it's worth it. Intermittent fasting can make things a lot easier because of the fact that you don't need to plan, cook, or clean after as many meals as you did before.
That's one way to look at it.
It really is. So it kind of simplifies your life. Now, for this reason, intermittent fasting is very popular among life hackers, the life hacking crowd, and the young crowd, as it improves your health while simplifying your life all at the same time.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah.
This topic is so good, I think, as we approach, you know, the new year. So many people wanting to start new lifestyles, get on that health track. Isn't it usually the number one resolution for people to, you know, get healthier in the new year?
Get healthier, yeah.
Yeah, so a good, if people are considering maybe what they want their plan to be, a good thing to listen to is this intermittent fasting information.
Absolutely, but this isn't the holy grail, okay? It's one piece, and I'll get more into that. It's one piece of the puzzle. It's definitely a healthy piece you can add into your lifestyle, but you got to do the full gamut here. You got to be able to eat healthy. You got to be able to plan and cook, and, you know, if you want to take this to the next level. It's just one piece of the puzzle. Now, intermittent fasting is certainly not for everybody. It really isn't. If you're underweight or have a history of eating disorders, you should not do this without consulting your health practitioner at all. It can completely backfire on you. In these cases, it can, again, be downright harmful and destructive for somebody, you know, in this eating pattern, you know, just the mental ability to grasp not eating. It might throw you for a whole loop. Additionally, if you're pregnant, breastfeeding, or have issues with fertility and or trying to conceive, it's best not to consider intermittent fasting till all that stuff is cleared out of your system. Okay. Safety and side effects. The main concern for intermittent fasting is, you and I talked about this, hunger.
Yeah.
You know, hunger is the main effect of intermittent fasting. If you're not used to it and you haven't, you know, changed the enzymatic machinery of your body to get used to not eating and then eating during certain windows or burning fat efficiently, it can be downright miserable, actually, for some people. So you may also feel weak in the brain, you know, because when you're fasting, again, if you're not hydrating and stuff, your brain is probably not going to work up to par. It's going to be subpar. So you want to make sure that you're definitely drinking a lot of water while you do this.
Talking with Coach Tony about intermittent fasting this afternoon on Focus Fox Valley. Taking a break here, back with more after this on WHBY.
Shuns of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same.
4:49 the time on your Monday afternoon. Hello, everyone. I'm Haley Tenpass. You're listening to Focus Fox Valley. And once again, Coach Tony's here helping us get our lean on talking and kind of wrapping up our intermittent fasting conversation this afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're getting into some of the things that, you know, if you're in these conditions, you want to probably sidestep intermittent fasting. It wouldn't be a good idea. Medical conditions. If you have any of these medical conditions, you need to call your medical practitioner, contact your medical tech practitioner before you even try intermittent fasting. These are if you have diabetes. You go to intermittent fasting and you're a diabetic, you go into a diabetic coma. You don't want to do that. You need to make sure that you consult your physician. Now, if you have problems with your blood sugar regulation, if you have low blood pressure, you don't want to try this. If you are taking medications, if you're underweight, or you have a history of eating disorders, all of these are somebody who probably shouldn't try intermittent fasting, at least without not consulting your physician first, okay? There's nothing dangerous about not eating for somebody who's healthy and well-nourished overall. But it can be, you know, threatening to somebody who has health conditions or are on medication. So should you try intermittent fasting? That's the big question. So while intermittent fasting is great for some people, it's not too good for others. And you and I have discussed this even off air when, you know, the commercials are playing. You're like, I don't really know if this would work for me. It's not for everybody. It's clearly not something that everybody needs to do or anybody actually needs to do. It's simply one of the many things, lifestyle strategies that can actually help improve your health. It's one of the many. At the end of the day, the best diet, so now we're talking about diets and this is an eating pattern for you, is the one that you can stick to long term, flat out. You know, you can't stick to restricting your calories forever. You are not going to be able to do that for a lifetime. You have to find something that you can do forever, okay? And eating real food, exercising regularly, getting enough sleep are still the most effective and important factors to focus on when it comes to becoming a leaner, healthier, happier you, hands down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. So if I can get somebody to come in and they're nutrition coaching with me and I take them through my protocols and I get them to really, you know, rein in on their nutrition plan and start to eat healthier and feel better. Now you throw an intermittent fast here and there in that, they're going to benefit dramatically from it. Somebody who's just going to do it every once in a while and then go back to eating Twinkies and chips, probably not going to do much for them. Okay. So I came loaded with some, because I threw this out there and I get feedback, I came loaded with some questions, some Q&A that came in, some important. So I picked, I don't know, 8 or 10 questions that came in that I thought would help everybody out there listening about intermittent fasting. And you asked this question before. Can I drink liquids during the fast? Yes. Water, coffee, and tea, and non-caloric beverages are fine. Do not drink added sugars or add sugar to your coffee and small amounts of milk or cream. That may be okay, but I would try to stay away from it. Okay. When you're fasting, just drink water, coffee, or tea.
Okay.
Actually, when you do drink coffee, in black coffee particularly, you can definitely benefit from it because it's going to blunt hunger and it's going to help stimulate your metabolism a little bit. So, next question I thought that was relative to everybody out there is, isn't it unhealthy to skip breakfast? And I talk about this a lot because my eating patterns generally, if I'm not trying something new, are like breakfast, and I talk about that, eating a healthy breakfast, like a high protein, high fat, low starch breakfast, is going to dictate what and when you're going to eat for the rest of the day. Your breakfast is going to dictate that. So is skipping breakfast unhealthy? And the answer to that is no, it's not. The problem is with most stereotypical breakfast skippers, they live unhealthy lifestyles to begin with. So that's a problem. If you make sure that you're eating healthy foods the rest of the day, then the practice of skipping breakfast is perfectly healthy. It really is. Can I take supplements while fasting? Yes. However, keep in mind that supplements, especially, I talk about this a lot, minerals or fat-soluble vitamins like vitamin D may work better with meals, and any supplement will work better in conjunction with meals because you're bringing the cofactors in there that the body can work with. Now, if you're taking fat-soluble vitamins, they work best with fat meals. So you want to make sure you're taking them with fat meals. So can you take them? Yes. But you're probably better off taking them with meals. Can you work out while fasting? Absolutely. Matter of fact, it's highly recommended because you're going to dig into your glycogen reserves and burn body fat a lot more efficiently. So definitely you want to work out on a fast. And matter of fact, I do work out fasted quite regularly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Some great questions.
Yeah, yeah.
If people are listening and maybe they've got even more questions for you, Tony, how can people get in touch with you?
So they can go to my website, getyourleanon.com. If they're looking for, they want to get into one of my programs, whether it's a training program or a nutrition coaching program, hit me up for an inquiry. This particular thing that we discussed today on intermittent fasting, that full article transcript will be posted on my website within the next day or two, and it will have a lot more involvement, so you can, there'll be a lot more involved there. So if you want to really dive into this, it'll help you definitely. We got a little bit of time yet,
We got about a minute here. Yeah.
Minute. So obviously I'm ending, December 22nd will be the last day of my holiday blast, and I'm already starting to fill my January program. So if you want to take your body to the next level, whether you want to transform it, you want to change body composition, I'm taking names for my two programs, my 2-day a week and 3-day a week body transformation programs right now, and they're filling up fast. So go to my website, hit up with the inquirer. I'll send you all the information for that program.
And, new year, a lot of people thinking new year, new me. Tony's great for that kind of stuff. Also to note in the new year that Tony will be moving to Tuesdays here on WHBY. So he'll be moving once a month to Tuesdays, and we're excited to move forward with that in the new year. You can catch him one more time on Monday next week, of course, here to talk about something fun.
We'll talk about New Year's resolution.
New Year's resolutions. It's a good one. So, hey, if you maybe have a question about starting something new in the new year, give Tony a call, shoot him an email, and we can talk about it next week on the show.
Absolutely.
All right, Tony, always a pleasure, my friend, and we'll check back with you next week.
Sounds good, Hallie. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Tony. We're going to take a break here. Be back with more of Focus Fox Valley in our 5 o'clock hour. Sue from the YMCA of the Fox Cities will join us talking about getting involved in some classes in the new year as well. That's coming up next here on Focus Fox Valley on WHBY.
Living your life cutthroat. You gotta be so cold. Yeah, you're a natural.
Alexa, play Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
'Cause you're a natural. I'm feeling hot as stone. You gotta be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today. Alexa, play Whitney Houston.
Okay.
With With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.